How can developed countries support global health and well-being and contribute to ending poverty? Here's one way: by supporting access to family planning for women and girls. Family planning refers to the information, supplies, and services that enable individuals and couples to decide freely the number and spacing of their children, if any. This includes access to modern forms of contraception. Ensuring access to contraception means that women and girls can better plan their lives and realize their full potential. They are more likely to finish education, which reduces their risk of poverty. They experience better health outcomes with less risk of pregnancy-related death and disability. They are more likely to participate in paid employment, to have greater economic independence, and to be able to improve their own and their family's health and economic security. And investing in contraception makes financial sense. Every euro invested in family planning saves at least 4 euro that would otherwise be spent treating complications from unintended pregnancies. Access to family planning is both a human right in itself and essential to the realization of other human rights. Control over reproductive health is essential to gender equality, women's empowerment, and sustainable development. In 2015, world governments, including Ireland, agreed an ambitious agenda of 17 Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, to be achieved by 2030. Access to contraception is critical to several of these goals and contributes to achieving many of the others. But at least 225 million women worldwide who wish to avoid pregnancy lack access to family planning information, supplies, and services. In most developing countries, the availability of contraception relies largely on funding from the aid programs of donor countries. Yet there is a funding gap of around $273 million between now and 2020. If this gap is not closed, the reproductive health needs and rights of millions of women in these countries will not be met. If we are serious about sustainable development and human rights, we need to be serious about meeting the global unmet need for contraception. Because when women and girls have the means to control their fertility, they have more control over their future. They benefit, their families benefit, and their communities benefit.